Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As competitive as the restaurant business is, sometimes it takes thinking outside the box in order to stand out. Our next guest establishment is doing just that by offering fare such as fresh game meat and greens from the forest. Chris Fitz is owner-operator of The Hollow. He joins us by phone now from the restaurant in Columbia. Chris, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
So tell us how your restaurant got started. Where did the idea come from?
I came down from D.C. originally to attend the University of South Carolina under their hospitality and restaurant program. I ended up staying and continuing to work in Columbia, and I started to look around as I was working in these restaurants, and I was seeing, you know, basically we had chicken wings and burgers on every corner. All my buddies were out hunting every weekend, though, and I couldn't put it together why we didn't have some kind of game restaurant on every corner in the South, because it's such a great part of the tradition. Once I got my chef on board, Dante Serra, we started to kind of build the menu from there and really challenge ourselves, and now we've kind of blossomed into what we are now.
The first step, I guess, was finding a chef who knew something about cooking game meat.
Yeah, absolutely. So after my time at the University of South Carolina, I kind of fell into a great spot at a small local dive bar called State Street Pub over in West Columbia. From there, there was a brewery that was built right behind us called Savage Brewing, where Dante was the executive chef there. We developed a great relationship, and I had kind of told him about this idea and what he thought about it, and he was so excited to kind of rise up to the challenge of doing some exotic meats and things like that. And I kind of told him that the way I wanted to focus it was that we really wanted to take some of these exotic aspects, but then bring them down to a comfortable, familiar level for the customers. Yeah, it kind of started, I think, like a lot of fun stories do, with just a couple guys having a drink at the bar and letting the ideas roll.
And so where do you get the meat from? Do you recruit South Carolina hunters?
This isn't, you know, your uncle dropping it off in the back door and then us cooking it up for you. We've got some great purveyors that come from all over the country, and we really like to focus on the Southeast. So a lot of our boar comes from Georgia. Our freshwater fish comes from North Carolina. We branch out to the Great Lakes to get more of our freshwater fish options. A lot of our freshwater prawns and things like that come from all the estuaries and runoffs that come from some of those great areas. And then right now, we're one of the largest consumers of elk on the East Coast. And all of that is actually coming from Nevada. And so a lot of these places, you know, with the big game and things like that, you really have to have the space to let them run. We've been lucky enough to work with some farmers all across the country that can source things really well for us. And it's been really, really wonderful so far.
And now in my introduction, I mentioned the vegetable side of this coming from the forest. And so does this mean a lot of mushrooms are on the menu?
Yeah, absolutely. One of our fan favorites is actually the mushroom risotto. You know, our challenge as well was saying, you know, how do you take care of the vegetarian in a steakhouse? You know, we really wanted to focus on the fact that we wanted to bring a lot of these forest elements and the vegetation that comes along with the proteins into the picture. We really try to focus on a lot of things that you might not see on menus across Columbia. One of the fun ones that we've really had some fun with over the past year, we've incorporated fiddleheads, which you don't really get to see that often, white asparagus, lots of heirloom tomatoes, different styles of mushrooms and nuts. Our berries have been all over the menu from the beginning, and we really like to use, you know, fruit infusions and things like that, not only in the kitchen, but then try to bring those aspects to the bar as well. And so with our craft cocktail program, we've got garden martinis with different herbs and infusions there, and then sweeter cocktails that'll be, you know, infused with peaches and strawberries and honeydew and things like that too.
And the challenges of the restaurant industry right now, are they the same for you as for everyone else?
Yeah, I think so. You know, some good movement with issues such as liquor liability, where we're starting to see some of those hurdles come down. But, you know, we face the same thing every day. And I think it's across the board is, you know, fighting costs of products and things like that. And then also in a, you know, post-COVID world, you know, we really want to continue to see people coming out and being part of the community and getting back to enjoying experiences with our friends and our families out and having someone wine and dine us instead of us cooking at home every single night, you know?
Well, Chris, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time, and I really appreciate talking with you guys.
Chris Fitz is owner-operator of The Hollow, a restaurant in the Vista section of Columbia, South Carolina. We will have a link to the restaurant posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.